Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
I'm Simon Anstey, and you're listening to The Overdrive on 101.9 Chai FM. And unusually at this time slot in the afternoon, we have a guest. The gentleman I'm going to be speaking to in just a moment is Cantor Joel Lichterman, Cantor Emeritus of Congregation BMHBJ in Denver in Colorado. And there is a reason that I'm going to talk to him. It's all about a movie called 100 Voices. Cantor Lichterman, good afternoon to you, and thank you for being with us this afternoon.
Good afternoon, Simon, and thank you for giving me the time. It's now about 9:35 or 9:40 on the East Coast.
In the East Coast, you've got the whole day ahead of you. I am so conscious of the little time we've got, and I so badly want to discuss the movie 100 Voices. It looks like a gem. It looks like a cultural journey. Talk to us about it, and why should we be watching it on Sunday?
It's a musical documentary, and it's a documentary which follows the Cantors Assembly of America on its mission to Poland in 2009. And the documentary really follows us through Poland and celebrates the resilience of Jewish life together with the power to overcome incredible suffering and adversity. Although there's a connection between Jewish life, of course, in Poland and the Polish people, this movie is not only a documentary in the finest sense. It was professionally made by some really, really recognizable names. It's also a personal journey. For about 100 cantors, some of us were actually second-generation survivors. So it was up close and personal. Our parents, some of them, experienced the fullest horrors of the Holocaust. My father, for instance, Cantor Jacob Lichterman, was the last Hazan of Warsaw's only surviving synagogue, the Nozick Synagogue, where we conducted the opening ceremony and service. He survived the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising, participated in it, of course, survived concentration camps, met our mom Miriam in Warsaw after the war, and came to South Africa in 1947, where he continued his career and was much beloved, initially in Benoni outside Johannesburg, and then for 36 years in Cape Town. But the story goes much, much further than this. It shows the interplay between Jewish life and Polish life for nearly 1,000 years. And it also portrays the destruction and the first glowing embers, if you want to call them glowing embers, of a resurgence of Jewish life. And so from that point of view, coming as it does just a few days before International Holocaust Remembrance Day, which is celebrated and marked around the world on January the 27th, we thought it was appropriate to make this available to South Africans who wish to watch the movie.
Okay, so this sounds remarkable. I certainly don't want to miss it. How do I view it?
The simplest is simply to move onto the site of the synagogue here, where I have spent the last 2 years as their interim chazan. It is called Chizuk Amuno, C-H-I-Z-U-K, Amuno, A-M-U-N-O. Simply Google it, move into upcoming events, scroll down to 100 Voices, and click on the registration line so that you can be automatically included. You have to register in advance for obvious reasons. So again, it's Chizuk, C-H-I-Z-U-K, Amuno, A-M-U-N-O congregation. It will come up immediately if you Google it. Upcoming events, 100 Voices, which is the name of our movie, 100 Voices, The Journey Home. And that will give you access by registration.
Kendra Lichtman, I give you my word. I will have our producer load that on our community board on our website so that, there'll be addressed here in South Africa. Then people can go to register as well. I'm way out of time. I have no time, but I can't leave you without asking you the personal question. I mean, going to Poland must be emotionally draining in so many senses. How, just tell us a little bit about your personal reaction to your trip to Poland.
I'd always promised myself that there was no reason to go back. However, my dad, believe it or not, in 1983 was able to travel via Switzerland on a group visa to Warsaw from Cape Town, South Africa in 1983 when he rededicated his synagogue on the 40th anniversary of the uprising of the Warsaw Ghetto. My brother Ivor, who is also a Chazan here, and I traveled to Warsaw in 1997. The synagogue had been firebombed. It was the victim of an arson attack, and so we were able to visit the synagogue. But in this particular case, traveling with the Cantors Assembly, with so many of our colleagues and like-minded friends, it was quite emotional standing on the bima of my late father of beloved memories, synagogue, and together with my brother leading the service. What an affirmation of continuity, Lador Vador, or Midor Lador, of strength, continuity, and a sense of purpose.
I can't imagine. I'm sitting listening to you, the goosebumps on my arm. We have to leave it there. One final thing. There is no ways you could grow up in Cape Town, person of my age, and not know the name Miriam Lichtman, clearly your mother.
Thank you.
Joel Lichtman, thank you so very much for talking to us this afternoon.
Thank you.
So we will post details of that event on the Chai FM website.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.